Welcome, everybody, to another edition of What You Might Have Missed. I'm Mike Spofford for Packers.com. Last Sunday night against the Giants, 38-10. I'm not going to suggest that the game was any closer than the score indicated, but there were a few plays early on that if the Packers had made them, things might have been different. Let's take a look. On this first one, the score is 7-7 in the first quarter, and it's the Giants' second possession of the game. They're facing third down deep in their own territory, and slot cornerback Casey Hayward has a chance for an interception and possibly a pick six. Victor Cruz for the Giants is going to run just a quick little in route, and Hayward's going to cut him off. And as BJ Raji gets pressure up the middle into Eli Manning's face, he's going to force a bad throw, a bad decision, and you can see if Hayward had been able to bring it in, he's got all kinds of running room for a touchdown. Unfortunately, he isn't able to corral it, and the Packers' opportunity is missed. Now, Hayward doesn't get the interception, but the Giants have to punt, and the Packers drive all the way to the New York 35-yard line. Now, it's still 7-7, and this is a 3rd-and-3, and Rodgers isn't going to find anybody open, but he's going to have a chance to run. Unfortunately, he takes off just a little bit too late because he's got John Kuhn out here to throw a block on the defensive back, and he's got a lot of space. But defensive end Chris Canty for the Giants is going to just get Rodgers by the shoelaces and get him down to prevent a big play. And you can see Rodgers' frustration. He kind of bonks his head on the ground right there saying, man, that was close. The Packers missed a field goal on the next play, and the score stayed tied at 7. One more here, and it's later in the first half. The Packers are down 24-7 at this point, but not out of the game. And you can see the Giants are in a classic cover two with two deep safeties. Now, the best way to pull a team out of cover two is to be able to run the ball. And Alex Green on this one is going to have a chance at a big play because Tom Crabtree is going to get out and throw a nice block on linebacker Michael Boley. The offensive line is going to do a good job with their blocks. And there's possibly some room here, but there's one guy for the Giants, and it's Chase Blackburn, who's able to slip through there and get Alex Green. It's really good run defense by the Giants, but you can see if Blackburn doesn't make the play or gets caught up in traffic, Alex Green is off to the races. But unfortunately, the play goes nowhere. That's how close it can be sometimes, and the Packers were just never able to get back into this one. Well, hope you enjoyed that, folks. Hopefully next week's game is a little more enjoyable. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.